Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Today we're on our holiday unit, and we're going to be talking about one of my very favorite holidays, which is Thanksgiving. We're talking about American Thanksgiving, which, of course, is all about giving thanks.
It's about
being together with friends and family and, you know, saying what you're thankful for. But for a lot of people,
turkey?
That is the big deal. Yes, Anna nailed it. It is about the food.
Right.
I love holidays that are focused on food, and it seems like for every major holiday, whether you're talking about in America or here in Taiwan, anywhere around the world, there is a specific kind of food that is associated with that holiday. For Thanksgiving, it is definitely all about the bird. It is about the turkey. Whenever they bring out that big bird to the table, everybody just stands back and goes, wow. And then they destroy it. They eat it instantly, and then everybody falls asleep because turkey makes you sleepy. But we're going to talk about all that stuff, all these details about Thanksgiving today. So don't go away. We're going to read through the article first, and then Anna and I will be back to talk about Thanksgiving.
Reading. Thanksgiving is not just a turkey dinner. Thanksgiving is a special holiday celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November in the U.S. The holiday was started in the 17th century by the first European settlers who arrived in America. Every autumn, these settlers would organize a large feast. In addition to enjoying the food, they would express their gratitude for the year's harvest. Today, Americans practice this tradition by spending time with their families and preparing special dishes. The centerpiece of a traditional Thanksgiving dinner is turkey. The secret to cooking turkey well is roasting it for several hours until the skin is crisp and the meat is juicy. As a complement to the turkey, mashed potatoes are a popular side dish. Furthermore, many hosts will prepare some brown gravy to make the meal even more delicious. Most homes also serve some cranberry jelly. It has a sour taste, so it mixes well with the potatoes and turkey. Thanksgiving is not just a day to fill your stomach, though. These fantastic dishes also remind people to give thanks for all the good things in their lives.
All right, today's article all about Thanksgiving starts off by saying, Thanksgiving is a special holiday celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November in the U.S. So we're talking about American Thanksgiving. I'm from Canada, so we celebrate it a little bit before the Americans do. It's just a little, one of those little differences between our countries. But we're talking about the American version today, and the holiday was started in the 17th century by the first European settlers who arrived in America. So maybe some of you are familiar with this story already. The 17th century, that's when the first settlers came over to America. They came from Europe. They came from the UK. And they were settlers. Settlers are people who come to an area where maybe no one lives or not a lot of people live, and they start to make small towns, and we call them settlements, and they start to live there. They're going to make that their new home.
所以其实啊，我们大概一开始就先谈论一下，就先谈到一下所谓的感恩节的由来。不过可能要提醒大家，就是美国的感恩节跟加拿大的感恩节在时间跟由来都不太一样。我们今天呢谈的是美国的感恩节。那美国感恩节呢，当然就是当时啊，这个17世纪的从英国来的清教徒 The Pilgrims。 那那些英国来清教徒，英国属于欧洲嘛，所以我们看到是 European settlers。所谓的 settlers 指的是定居者，定居者的意思，换句话说就是从国外移民进来，然后在这边 settle down 的 settlers 定居者。所以当时一开始的起源时间其实是在17世纪的时候。
Now every autumn, these settlers would organize a large feast. So they would have a really big meal. That's what we say when we have a feast, when you've got a big table full of food. That is a feast. And the settlers would do this in the autumn. Autumn is just another word for the fall, the season that comes after the summer.In addition to enjoying the food, they would express their gratitude for the year's harvest. So they would show their gratitude. To show your gratitude just means you show you are thankful for something. It means you say thanks for all this great stuff that we have. Now they would do that in addition to having a big feast. In addition to just means this is added to something else. So they would show their gratitude.And they would also have a very big meal. So it was a big, big celebration for everybody who had come to settle in the new world.
Right. 所以当我们知道感恩节就是要吃火鸡大餐啦。所以只要讲到大餐，大概英文都会用这个字叫 feast. F-E-A-S-T. 那时间是什么时候呢？其实是每年的秋天的时候。Every autumn.好，但是啊，除了要吃大餐之外，其实感恩节当然就是要感恩嘛。所以我们看到感恩的这个感谢，在英文当中，这个名词可以用 gratitude， 或者就是 thanks， 或者是 gratefulness， 就是感谢、感激、感恩 gratitude。好，不过回过头来，我们刚刚提到，当然除了吃大餐，真正主要的原因还是为了要表现出。感激感恩因为今年的 harvest 今年的丰收那么我们看一下这个片语叫做 in addition to something 其实 add addition 本来就是添加的意思所以添加在这个之上更甚者除此之外还有什么什么呢所以在英文当中的 in addition to something 其实就是除了这件事情之外还有的意思不过这个片语刚好是我们今天的 shortcut for you so let's take a look
Shortcut for you.
Well, how should we start to enjoy our vacation?
Let's go to the beach.
Okay, but let's do something in addition to that.
Addition? Are you going to do math problems at the beach? I knew you would ruin this holiday.
Of course, I'm not going to ruin our holiday.In addition to means and or also.
Oh, okay. In addition to means 除了什么什么之外还有。
Yeah, I mean, we should also get coffee or something.
Yes, and in addition to that, let's get some donuts.
Great idea.
Then, shop for shoes. And in addition to that, watch a great movie.
That's a great idea, but in addition to those things, I just want to relax.
Come on.
Okay, so we've been learning all about the first Thanksgiving that the pilgrims had when they came over to America, and they wanted to show their thanks for everything that they had back then, just for surviving in the new world and for having a great harvest. Now, today...Things are a little bit different because, of course, unlike the pilgrims, they don't really have to survive off the land like they did and things like that. But today, Americans practice this tradition by spending time with their families and preparing special dishes. So this is what the holiday is all about today. It's about getting together with your family, maybe some close friends too, and preparing or making some special dishes. As I said at the beginning...It really is focused on food, and there are some special dishes that people look forward to all year round.
That's right. 所以一提到食物，我们大家当然都知道，反正就是有关于 turkey 就对了。Anyways, 到今天大家都还是有所谓这个感恩节的一个传统，这个 tradition。那如果我们要实行这种传统的话，在英文当中，这个实行去做，除了 do 之外，还可以用 practice。Practice 以前我们认知都是练习的意思，但它还可以有实行去做的意思。可是要怎么实行这个传统呢？后面的 by doing something 指的是一种方法，借由和家人在一起啦，或者是做一些很特别的菜肴来 practice the tradition。
Now the centerpiece of a traditional Thanksgiving dinner is turkey. Centerpiece just means that literally the turkey goes in the center or the middle of the table. It's also a way of saying that that is the main focus. That's what everybody's waiting for. Now the secret to cooking turkey well is roasting it for several hours until the skin is crisp and the meat is juicy.It's not easy to cook a Thanksgiving turkey. It takes a lot of time, several hours, that you roast it in an oven until the skin is crisp. It means that the skin is actually like a little bit crunchy, a little bit, a little bit hard, but not too tough.
So crispy?
Yeah, crispy. Yeah.
Okay.
Not too tough, but it's a little bit flaky,
okay.
A little bit crunchy. And the meat also has to be juicy. It means the meat has moisture or like...water in it. You don't want the turkey to be too dry. That would be a huge Thanksgiving disaster.
And black.
Yeah, and black and burnt. That happens too sometimes. Every Thanksgiving, somebody has a story about a turkey that went wrong. But we're giving you the secret to Thanksgiving turkey. The secret to something is a phrase we'll often see when we're telling you exactly how to do something. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a secret.As in, nobody is supposed to know or nobody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
It just means this is a tip that we're giving to you, some advice about how to do something.
对啊，所以当我们要谈到这个火鸡的时候，火鸡当然就是那个 Thanksgiving dinner 的一个主角啊。可是真的要把火鸡那么大一只，把它完全煮熟，而且煮得好吃，一定有一些 tips, 有一些撇步，有一些关键的原因。所以这个关键原因我们看到的 secret,当然你也可以说、哎、其实是故中的奥妙或者是真正的秘密是什么其实它就是一个所谓的关键的原因 and the secret to something 它的秘密是什么呢其实就是要烤好几个小时烤到呢表面都已经脆脆的不是很硬哦而是脆脆的 crisp crispy 是它的形容词脆脆的然后呢这个肉呢还是有很多汁的 juicy 这才是真的好吃
Now, as a complement to the turkey, mashed potatoes are a popular side dish. We see a phrase here, as a complement to. It just means these are two things that go well together. You can get complement, C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T, confused with compliment, C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
That one, the latter, is actually when you say, well, Anna, that's a very nice shirt you're wearing. That is a compliment with the I instead of the E. Compliment with the E just means two things that go well together. So turkey and mashed potatoes, well, really, I mean, you can't have one without the other. You have to have these two things for Thanksgiving. And the mashed potatoes are a side dish. A side dish is something that goes withThe main dish or the main course, it might be something a little bit smaller, and it's something that goes well with the main dish. So turkey, mashed potatoes, these two things go together very, very well.
所以啊，除了一只火鸡之外，当然火鸡虽然很大可以吃得饱，可是也不可能这一餐只吃火鸡啊。所以到底有哪一些其他的菜肴呢？其他的配菜呢？我们先看到配菜其实就是摆在主菜旁边的那一些，所以叫做Side dish, side dish. 那配菜当然最常用的还会是用这个要吃得饱嘛，淀粉类的所谓的 potatoes. 但是是马铃薯泥哦，所以用的是捣碎的马铃薯这种说法 ，mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes. 但是我们现在提到的是这两个其实是最搭相配，所以我们看到句子前面叫做 as a complement to something, 和它最搭的。就是马铃薯泥 mashed potatoes.
For Furthermore, many hosts will prepare some brown gravy to make the meal even more delicious. This is also something you have to have, gravy. I like my plates with turkey, mashed potatoes, and swimming in gravy.
Oh.
People can't get the gravy away from me.
Uh-huh. Like,
we actually have something called a gravy boat.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that you put the gravy in, and I just put my arm around it like this. So nobody can get the gravy away from me. It's my gravy.
Who will get you gravy?
Nobody. Nobody. Ever. I have to have my own. It's completely full of fat and unhealthy, but it is delicious. It's awesome. And most homes also serve some cranberry jelly, too. It has a sour taste, so it mixes well with the potatoes and turkey. So in food, you often want contrast, which just means different flavors. So we have this kind of sour taste of the cranberry that goes very well with the potatoes and gravy. We also saw this word, furthermore. This is another way of saying, like, in addition to, another phrase we learned about. It means you have these things and you also have something else that goes along with them.
Right. 所以 furthermore, 除此之外啊还要有一些 gravy, 调味的肉汁啊甚至是 cranberry jelly, 那个所谓的蔓越莓的一些果冻。
Thanksgiving is not just a day to fill your stomach, though. These fantastic dishes also remind people to give thanks for all the good things in their lives. So you eat these fantastic dishes. Fantastic just means very amazing, very great. But it also reminds us to say, yeah, we're thankful for all these great, fantastic, amazing things that we have all year round.
That's right. So fantastic 指的就是extremely great, 非常非常好的意思。
All right, that brings us to the end of today's mouth-watering article all about Thanksgiving and the great food we enjoy at that special time of year. Now it's time for You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today on English for You, we've been talking all about some special holiday dishes, and I know here in Taiwan, there's a lot of holiday dishes as well that are very special and very delicious. So, Anna, what is your favorite food to eat during holidays?
Well, my favorite food to eat during holidays is the hot pot during Chinese New Year.
Ah, yeah, that's a classic. And it goes well because the weather's a little bit cooler, too. So it warms you up, but it's really delicious, too. But what's your favorite thing to put into the hot pot?
Everything.
My favorite thing is everything. Good answer. Meat, vegetables, tofu,
everything.
Duck blood, everything?
Everything.
Anna likes everything.
Dumplings, pork, you know, everything.
You just get a mix of all of it and just put it in there and it's great. It's a good dish for getting together with family because you sit around, you know, like a round table and everybody's in there with their chopsticks, having food, eating a lot, and everybody leaves with a very full belly and a very, very happy feeling. Well, I like, today we were talking about turkey. Turkey is a favorite. I mentioned gravy, mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Pickles?
Pickles are good too, we also have, say during Thanksgiving or Christmas, we have something called stuffing, which is like a mix of breadcrumbs and different parts of the turkey all kind of mashed up together. Maybe I'm not making it sound too good, but it actually really is delicious. So those are some of my favorites. Those are classic holiday dishes. Now, of course, in Taiwan, food is a very big deal. So I'm sure you guys can have a very long and interesting conversation about what your favorite foods are to eat during the holidays. We are right out of time today for English for You, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanksgiving is not just a turkey dinner. Thanksgiving is a special holiday celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November in the U.S. The holiday was started in the 17th century by the first European settlers who arrived in America. Every autumn, these settlers would organize a large feast. In addition to enjoying the food, they would express their gratitude for the year's harvest. Today, Americans practice this tradition by spending time with their families and preparing special dishes. The centerpiece of a traditional Thanksgiving dinner is turkey. The secret to cooking turkey well is roasting it for several hours until the skin is crisp and the meat is juicy. As a complement to the turkey, mashed potatoes are a popular side dish. Furthermore, many hosts will prepare some brown gravy to make the meal even more delicious. Most homes also serve some cranberry jelly. It has a sour taste, so it mixes well with the potatoes and turkey. Thanksgiving is not just a day to fill your stomach, though. These fantastic dishes also remind people to give thanks for all the good things in their lives.
Vocabulary Review.
Settler. The first settlers in America found it hard to survive the cold winters. Gratitude. Sending a thank you letter is a great way to show gratitude. Crisp. Using oil to fry chicken makes its skin crisp and delicious. Side dish. Kimchi is a famous Korean side dish made of red pepper and cabbage. Furthermore, I won't go skiing because it looks too hard. Furthermore, I don't really like snow. Fantastic. My vacation in Italy was fantastic, and I think I will go there again someday.